It has been said that Purim, the festival just depicted on today's program, is the most enduring of all Jewish festivals. If we ask ourselves why this is so, we find the answer to be most apparent. It is because the story of Esther encompasses the most universal symbols of morality and reflects some of the greatest motifs in the history of mankind. Although the setting of this great biblical story is in an ancient city and in an ancient time, it continues to stand as an object lesson in moral behavior. The book of Esther offers us an insight into the psychology of prejudice. Haman is the symbol of the irrational, unjustified condemnation of a whole group because of the alleged misdeeds of one member of that group. But he suffered the fate of all evildoers, or are finally engulfed by their own wickedness. The momentary conquests of the tyrant are overthrown by the persistent faith and courage of the truly pious and humble. Mordecai was such a pious man. His refusal to proclaim the professed divinity of Haman and his fidelity to his ideals brought down the wrath of the tyrant. The courage of Mordecai and Esther were the more powerful elements in this conflict of values. It is just one more dramatic example of the triumph of good over evil. We have been made aware that evil spreads like a foul disease, contaminating an entire community. But what we often fail to realize is that good, quietly and pervasively, expands its influence over all humanity. Single individuals devoted to the upholding of their ideals succeed in uprooting the causes of evil. In this season of Purim, when we celebrate the triumph of understanding over hatred, we can hope again for the ultimate establishment of a society which will fulfill the biblical ideal and cause all of us to declare how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in peace.